Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1529, A Fighter's Comfort Zone by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday and a very happy November. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to a new week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And you know what? I'm in an exceptionally good mood this Monday. Want to know why? Because this is my favorite time of the year. The holidays are around the corner. The sounds of the season will soon be here. We're only, 4 months away from the next Batman movie. Come on, things are good. Oh, and I hope you had a very safe and happy Halloween if you celebrate. But enough of that, I'm sure you're very eager to hear today's article. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. A Fighter's Comfort Zone by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. As an athlete, it is natural to believe that you control your own destiny. We've all been told that hard work will allow us to accomplish anything we desire. Hard work is supposed to solve all problems and conquer all obstacles. Unfortunately, the success of an athlete requires more than individual effort. Speaking as a boxing coach, there's only so much that a fighter can do on their own. And while my examples for this entry are related to boxing, the general message is relevant to everyone. A conditioning example. One of the most common questions that I receive from young fighters is how to deal with pre-fight anxiety. The specifics are almost always the same. The athlete does not understand why they fatigue prematurely on fight night after working so hard in the gym. Others share frustration over their inability to pull the trigger. In other words, there were opportunities to land punches, but the fighter couldn't let their hands go. They froze under the bright lights. These athletes write to me desperately seeking solutions to their problems. Many ask what else they can do in the gym or at home on their own. For example, they ask how to run and what other exercises to perform. Many request sample routines. They want precise details in terms of sets and reps. In their eyes, the solution to the problem is to perform more work than they did in the past. And while such ambition is commendable, the solution to these problems usually has nothing to do with supplemental exercise. Often, the best training aid for a fighter is not a new routine or tool, but instead, another fighter. Young fighters learn by doing. The best way to become a better boxer is by spending more time boxing. This is particularly true for those boxers who are only accustomed to sparring with coaches or friendly training partners. When sparring a friend or coach, a certain level of comfort exists regardless of how hard you are working. For instance, it's safe to assume that your coach is not going to intentionally hurt you. While they certainly want to teach you, they are also there to protect you. As a result, you are able to spar hard without the anxiety that exists on fight night. Everything changes when you are up against another fighter. Chances are that you don't know anything about your opponent other than their intent to win. Consequently, you are entering an environment that you have not experienced in the gym. The comfort that you've become familiar with is nowhere to be found. The nerves and anxiety that develop from this uncertainty lead to fatigue. Running more or exercising harder will not solve the problem. What you need instead is to become more comfortable operating outside of your comfort zone. One example for a boxer is to spar against fighters from other gyms. The best sparring you receive usually comes from someone you hardly know. Neither of you know what to expect in terms of style, temperament, and pace. There is no comfort or familiarity. It is also useful to box against more experienced fighters who will not always take it easy on you. When you're up against such fighters, you aren't sure what to expect. There's always the chance that the more experienced fighter will open up and catch you with a big shot. The best fighters in the world certainly earn their share of bumps and bruises on the way up. If it was easy, everyone would do it. Variety. Powerlifting coach Louis Simmons once shared the following words to emphasize the importance of variety. Quote, "Think about it. If you read only one book, no matter how many times you read it, you will only learn so much." End quote. The same idea applies to boxing. If you always box the same sparring partners, there's only so much you can learn. The time will come when it's necessary for you to box other fighters with different styles. This means sparring with fighters from other gyms and traveling elsewhere to compete in tournaments where you aren't always up against the same local athletes. Unfortunately, not everyone is eager to hear this advice. Whenever I suggest traveling to spar or compete, I am met with resistance. Athletes often tell me that it's inconvenient to spar elsewhere. I know firsthand that it's not always convenient to travel. Inconvenience does not change the truth, however. There have been many nights when I've driven fighters well over an hour each way just to spar. These fighters didn't need more running. They needed better sparring. We had to travel to find it. Relevance to other sports. Despite the boxing emphasis within this entry, the primary message has relevance far beyond any boxing ring. To become better at a sport, you need to practice the sport. Supplemental exercise is useful, but it should never take precedence over the actual sport. And while such a message may appear obvious, it does not receive nearly as much attention as it should. Most articles that are written about athletic development come from strength and conditioning coaches who are not involved in skill-related activities. It's no surprise that such activities receive secondary attention. Yet regardless of what is written, improving at exercise does not guarantee that you'll improve at your sport. Great athletes practice their craft more than anything else. There are elements to almost any sport that cannot be replicated without competing against other skilled athletes. You cannot do everything on your own. Therefore, while exercising harder or better may prove useful, such work will never serve as a replacement for skill. Unfortunately, I am noticing more and more athletes who are highly invested in strength and conditioning and perform such work at the expense of their skill development. I urge you to avoid making this mistake. Never allow supplemental exercise to interfere with sport training. It may not always be fun to compete or practice against others who are more talented, but that's how you learn. You need to become accustomed to performing in environments where you lack comfort and control. Again, if it were easy, everyone would do it. You just listened to the post titled "A Fighter's Comfort Zone" by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know that Ross's advice seemed to only apply to athletes in sport, but when we think about it, this approach could be used in any aspect of our lives. In fact, as I was reading Ross's article to you, I couldn't help but think of another saying. Quote, "If you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done." End quote. Now, it's believed Thomas Jefferson said this, but apparently that's a myth. Anywho, my students often ask me, "Dr. Neil, which workout actually works? Should I do Insanity? Does that work? What about P90X2? Does that work? I heard CrossFit works." My response is always the same. How do you define works? Meaning, what are your goals? Is it to move more throughout the day? Is it to look like the latest superhero? Is it to live a longer life? The answer to this question, how do you define works, is everything. And if the answer to this question is that you hope to achieve something you've never accomplished before, well then, we need to be prepared to do something we've never done before. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week and month, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.